And it was nearly 2 weeks ago now that a mother and son in northern BC were shot and killed during an RCMP standoff. The Independent Investigations Office is still looking into the death of Shirley and Jovan Williams in Grand Isle. But yesterday, several hundred friends and family mourned them at a funeral service in Burns Lake. Our reporter Betsy Trumpener was there, and she joins us now. Good morning, Betsy.
Good morning, Robert.
Difficult day for those who knew the Williams. Maybe you could tell me about yesterday's funeral service.
Well, at a Catholic church on top of a hill overlooking Burns Lake, it was a packed hall. The wooden coffins of Shirley and Jovan Williams, this mother and this son, arrived in a red pickup truck that was flying an American flag. Their simple wooden coffins carried into the church. American and Canadian flags, symbols of their dual citizenship and the fact that son Jovan had been a U.S. Marine. It was very moving, Robert. Pallbearers carrying the coffins through the crowded church, family members holding flowers, walking behind. The pallbearers included First Nations men from Cheslada and Lake Babine, Jovan's home communities and where he'd worked for many years. Also helping carry the coffin, United Steelworkers leader Frank Everett, a Prince George city councillor. He's there because Shirley Williams was a strong union advocate, a shop steward, a union trustee when she worked in her younger years at the mill in Houston.
So lots of people who knew Shirley and Jovan. What did you learn about who they were?
I think most striking was the contrast to what we've been hearing in some media reports. A packed hall. These were loved and respected people. In a eulogy delivered by a chief and by family members, and in dozens and dozens of people's memories of the pair that were printed in their funeral program, a very consistent picture emerged of a mother and son who were loving, generous, and kind. I spoke with Chris Peters, who worked with Jovan Williams for 6 years at the Lake Babine Band office.
He was a really kind, gentle man, and I just don't understand why it happened to such a nice guy.
His co-workers, like Chris Peters, had nothing but praise for him. They noted that he'd left work in January after 6 years there as a custodian and security guard to stay home in Grand Isle and devote himself to taking care of his mom. That sentiment repeated over and over. Jovan described as quiet, shy, polite, sensitive, soft-spoken, handsome. People recalling his shy half-smiles and friendly half-waves, his dimples. A guy with a great work ethic and a good sense of humor once you got to know him. So generous, he once sold his car to pay for his mom's dental work. Now, he'd trained as a carpenter and as a security guard. He'd worked in the mill at the band office and had served as a U.S. Marine. And he was very creative, drawing cartoons that caught the eye of Dark Horse Comics.
Interesting. And his mom, she was, of course, in her 70s. What can you tell us about Shirley Williams?
Well, she was an American from Memphis, Tennessee, recalled as a Southern belle who went by the nickname of Boots. She married a Cheslada carrier man and moved to Canada, embracing this northern life. She loved to garden and to see deer and bear visiting her vegetable gardens up in Grand Isle. She loved to cook and share her food with others. She was devoted to her animals, to her cats and dogs. Now, up here in northern BC, she worked for years at the mill in Houston. She was a champion lumber grader, a tough union activist. She survived a long strike at the mill. She survived being run over by a forklift at the mill. But she was also remembered for things like making great Halloween costumes for her kids and putting on fantastic Easter egg hunts. Now, they noted that she'd had cancer and kidney stones, but everyone who spoke at the funeral said she was a very sound mind. Chief Karina Lewin delivered the eulogy for Shirley, and as we spoke outside the church later, the chief had tears in her eyes.
Yes, it was quite emotional. They were very hard-working individuals, very private. They loved animals, both of them. They loved to grow things. They loved to help people. In the eulogy today, it said about Jovan at 10 years old giving $50 out of his pocket to the Salvation Army, not because he had to, but because he wanted to. This is how these two, I know them to be. Some of the stories that are coming out of the neighbors and people in Grand Isle that maybe didn't know them that well. I don't know them to be like that. I don't know them to have a mental illness. So I think having the eulogy read today clears up a lot of those rumors for people.
And certainly very moving to see so many people coming to Burns Lake to pay their last respects.
I can imagine. I mean, there's still a lot of rumors about what happened. Do we get any sense of what the official story is of what occurred, Betsy?
We still don't know, Robert. The police watchdog, the Independent Investigations Office, is still investigating. Now, some of the chiefs told me that they did meet last week with lead IIO investigators, but got very little information. First Nations leaders saying now that the funeral is over, they're going to press harder for answers. And everyone I spoke to at the funeral yesterday was shocked, can't understand what happened, want answers. And of course, the IIO has yet to release those details, but we'll continue to follow the story.
You bet. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Robert.
That's our CBC reporter for Northern BC, Betsy Trumpener. She was at the funeral yesterday for Shirley and Jovan Williams in Burns Lake. And you can read more about the story and see photographs of the mother and son on our website, cbc.ca/BC.